What's going on, everybody? It's Kai. Today's podcast is going to be somewhat of like a Mythbuster. And this Mythbuster is all about positivity. And what I want to clarify is I think a lot of people seem to think that, oh, Kai or other people that are life coaches or these super enlightened people are positive 24/7. Everything we see on their social media is about positivity. All their photos, all their videos, all their podcasts. They're living this super positive life. Wrong. That's completely wrong. Like, my life is not always positive. I'm not happy 24/7. Lots of negative things happen. I have my fuck it moments, but I choose not to focus on those moments because those aren't the most important moments in my life. The important moments in my life are my present and my future. My past, got it. That's where the negativity lies. And guess what? The future holds negativity as well. No reason to fear the things I don't know about. So again, I live in the moment. So I'm going to squash that myth about always being positive because it is impossible to be positive 24/7. I will say that's the greatest lesson I learned from my sensei when I was growing up in Japan. I would ask him, you know, why is it that you always seem positive? Why is it that you always seem relaxed? And he let me know it's about balance. It's not about positivity. He let me know, hey, you can't be positive 24/7. Why? Because it's impossible. It is fucking impossible to be positive 24/7. The people that try to be positive 24/7, this is what happens. You have a negative thought, you instantly tell yourself, I gotta be more positive. Or you let those negative thoughts build up, and you're like, I gotta be more positive. I'm seeing all these positive posts and all these positive people, I gotta be like this, I gotta be positive. You start getting frustrated because you can't get positive. You start realizing, shit, my life shouldn't be like this. I should be like this super zen, calm, relaxed individual because that's the person I want to be. There's nothing wrong with being negative. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And because you're so focused on being positive and you can't attain the positivity that you want, you actually end up becoming more negative. You start thinking more negative, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get to where I want to be? You start downloading all these apps, all these programs, you start listening to all these things, you start reading all these articles, you start watching all the videos. Again, you just keep comparing yourself to the positive person you want to be. Everyone's on their own journey. We have our own paths. We find positivity and balance in our own way. So don't strive to be positive. I recommend you strive to be balanced. The ideal day. I wake up sometime in the morning. I get something for breakfast. I brush my teeth. I shower, I put on my clothes, and I start thinking about my awesome 9-to-5 job to where I'm going to go to work, someone's going to greet me, everyone's happy, my boss loves me, you go in at some point and have lunch, you get off work at 5, you'll go home and relax, you'll talk to your friends, you might have a bottle of wine or something like that. That's all great and dandy, but that's probably not going to happen. For the most part, most people don't live that lifestyle because that life would be boring for a lot of people. Not everyone wants the 9-to-5 job. For most people, that 9-to-5 job is not as positive as people think it is. Why? Because not everyone wants to live that lifestyle. There's so many of us that just love the randomness of beauty and chaos and mystery, and that's what makes life so beautiful. So when I wake up, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the morning. Why? Because I have insomnia. Can't change that. It's something I learned to live with. It might be negative for some people, but during those hours that I can't sleep, I've learned to be productive. I start doing stuff like, hey, content, what am I going to post for the next podcast? Hey, what am I going to write about? What am I going to post on social media? Like Gary Vee says, content, 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 content. I start trying to find ways to be productive. After that, I get up, I go get breakfast. Maybe I don't have milk for cereal. Maybe I don't have eggs. Maybe I don't have any of the stuff I want for breakfast. So I go in there and I find something I can eat. There's always going to be something I can eat. If there's nothing at home, I just go out to eat. Hey, I might not be the richest guy in the world, but there's some restaurant that's got something that I can afford. When it comes to work, I don't like the 9-to-5 work life. I did it before. I was also in the military to where I was working 16 plus hours a day. Wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but I always found something to do, some way to learn from something. You gotta get through the day. And like I said, my days weren't always super positive, but I found ways to be positive. I started picking out the things that I could work on and the things that could make my day better. I also started focusing on, what am I going to do at the end of the day? My day could be total shit at work, but I knew, hey, when I get home, I'm going to play my Xbox, or I'm going to listen to music, or I'm going to go out with some friends and find some new way to cook something. Maybe I'll go shopping. I start thinking of the stuff I want to do at the end of the day. Yeah, might not sound like that great to tell your boss, like, hey, hate being here, but when I get off, life's going to be great. But like I said, it's those little things that help you get through the day. It's those little things that are like, awesome, yeah. So going deeper into that, I wanted people to understand, as positive as I may be when you see me on social media, I definitely have my fuck this, fuck that, fuck these people moments. Lots of shit will happen. Life doesn't always go the way that I think it should. Lots of things can happen. My shoe can break. My car can break down. Maybe the dishwasher, the laundry machine stops working. And I'm thinking, money, 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 I gotta buy all this stuff. And I'm like, fuck this machine, fuck these shoes, fuck this job. Quit the job that I had because I didn't like being around the people that I was working with because they didn't want to make changes. I said, fuck the environment I lived in. I used to live in the forest. It was great. But the bills that I had to pay were ridiculous. You know, I'm paying three times what everyone else is paying for heat and internet and water and electricity and everything. So I thought, fuck it, I gotta leave, man. So I'm telling you guys this so that you know, I also have this fuck those moments. I have those moments where I might feel depressed. Life isn't always happy. Everything going on in my life is not this fluid flow of positivity. Again, I just choose to find the positivity and negative situations, which is why I love the concept of even the odds. You gotta even things out. You gotta find in those super negative situations something that might be positive out of it. I had a friend that was getting divorced. Got it. Divorce is not the best thing to go through, especially if you haven't been married that long. But through talking, I was like, hey, write down some of the benefits of getting divorced. Off the bat, I was like, she's not happy. You're not happy. You get divorced. Maybe you'll sign from some semblance of happiness. Maybe this is what you've really needed. You guys weren't married that long. You didn't really know each other that well, based off of the things you guys have both told me. Now you might be able to experience life. You love to travel. She doesn't. You can travel more. You like playing Xbox. She doesn't like gaming. You can play your Xbox more. There's always going to be such little things that you can find in every single situation. I promise you, no matter how negative the situation is, you're always going to be able to find something to learn from. I can say that personally, as a combat veteran, I have 2 tours in Iraq, 1 tour in Afghanistan. Not the best life to have while you're out there. Lots of negative things that can happen to you or people that are around you, but I had to find things that could help me get through it. I had to find the things that would make me want to get back home. Things that would, in theory, my survival instinct. And that's where I think I developed this evening the odds of my life and finding balance. So please know, it's okay if you're having a shitty day. You can say, fuck this, fuck you, fuck that, fuck everything, fuck everybody, fuck the universe. You can say, fuck the universe. Bottle yourself up. Go inside of a room. Go inside the closet. Turn off the lights. Just be away from everything. Shut it all out. There's nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time. Your solitude, it's great for you. That solitude will help you think. That solitude will help you evaluate your life. That's the time for you to focus on, okay, this is all the negative shit that's going on in my life. Let me try to find some positive stuff. If it takes you 5 minutes, cool. If it takes you an hour, cool. If it takes you days or weeks, that's also cool. There's nothing wrong with taking what you would say is time to find the positive and negative situations. It doesn't mean you have to find it right away. But just remember, it's okay to have those moments. In terms of the mind, when it comes to positivity, people think of positive thoughts throughout the day. It's something we all want, and we all find positivity in different things. Sometimes you find positivity in something you've read on social media, something you've heard through a video, something you've heard that someone said, or just something you see in general. You might be walking down the street and see something super positive. And just like positivity, negativity is the same way. Negativity flows. Whether you see it online, whether you hear it in a video, you never know where you're going to hear negative thoughts and negative comments from. But it's all about learning to balance that positivity and that negativity because they flow like one another. So again, you want to even the odds basically inside of your mind. And what I do with a lot of people is I'll have them take a piece of paper and write down 10 positive things in their life and 10 negative things in their life. It's usually easier for people to write down the top 10 negative things in their life. So if I watch them do it, if we're on video or if we're face-to-face, I'll actually stop them after they've written down more negative things, and I will ask them to say, hey, within that negative situation, tell me one thing that's positive about it, because there's still something positive within every negative situation. So if you've written down 20 negative things, I guarantee you there's still 20 positive things in there. It might just take you a little bit longer to find that, and that's part of reprogramming your mind and finding out, hey, within my own life, all this negativity that I have that I let overflow me, what are the positive things I can find within that? And that reprogramming and that new mindset and that new way of thinking will help you in the long term, because you have to accept the fact that you're going to have negative thoughts no matter what in the day. Again, it's impossible to think positive 24/7. You're going to become stressed out the more you try to be more positive. So just accept the things that are negative, the negative thoughts you have in your mind. Let them flow. Just learn to pick at the positive things in every situation. Again, sometimes it's easier to write them. Sometimes you can say them out loud. Sometimes you just have to think them. But that's something I think that everyone needs to work on, including myself. Again, even I have negative thoughts, but I try to focus on the positive. When it comes to body positivity, I would say that body positivity is probably one of the harder things I've had to go through, more so because of growing up, I didn't hit puberty until I was almost done with high school. And I was always shorter and smaller than everyone else. I believe I was about 4'10". Everyone picked on me. I had asthma way back then. I just didn't have the muscles that I have now. So I did not believe in my body. I did not believe in myself. I knew I couldn't run. I knew I couldn't really play sports. But I actually had the help of someone that believed in me. It was a guy named Kelvin James. And Kelvin James helped me train and make my body this machine that I am today. And I owe Kelvin James so much. And he believed in me a lot more than he realized. It was also Shogo Nishiori and some of the other people that I played soccer with. And with that body positivity and that motivation they gave me, they helped me see that when it comes to muscles of the body, you really have to put in the work. And I was putting in the work. And I completely understand that there are some people that have certain medical conditions to where their body is never going to be this super fit model body that they think or want to have. But guess what? You actually don't need that body. You don't need this super awesome body that you think you need. Even I still go through that now. You know, I was in the military and I was super, super fit at the top of my peak, and I might have just slowed down a lot, but I still have the body positivity because I believe in my body. I'm always working on my body. And that body positivity comes from taking care of your body. It's not just working out. It's also what you eat. And, you know, I've gone through the vegetarian phase. I've gone through the vegan phase. I've gone through the paleo phase. And I've tried out different things for my body to find out what works best for me. So when it comes to body positivity, remember, you've got to find out what works for you. If you look in a magazine or you're looking at videos or you're looking anywhere online, you can't always compare your body to other people's bodies. I remember someone showing me a Victoria's Secret magazine and telling me, I want the body that she has, or I bought this outfit, it doesn't look like it does on her. We gotta remember that these outfits are made for them, and not every outfit looks good on all of the angels. So remember that everything you buy isn't going to look great on you. So find things that make you feel comfortable in them. If you wear something that you think looks great, it looks great. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. It's all about how you feel about your own body. And I love seeing the hashtag body positivity on Instagram and other social media platforms. Why? Because I love that so many people are so proud of their bodies. So many people are posting their transformation body photos and these transformation videos. It's amazing the support that these people are getting, because a lot of body positivity does come from the support of your friends and even strangers. I got it. You're going to have those negative people out there that are going to say negative things about what you're wearing and how you're dressing, but who cares? When it comes to your body, the only thing that matters is you. Because when the time comes for you to leave this world, it's your body. It's your body. It's your decision. If you have regrets, that's on you. If you're happy with your body, that's on you. So remember to focus on the positive aspects of what you believe your body should look like and work towards them. Remember that you're not always going to get everything you want. Me personally, because of an incident I had when I was younger, getting stabbed in the chest, different story, I won't have a six-pack. My muscles won't form that way that I would like them to form. They're always going to be a little disconfigured and things like that, and I accept that. It's the same with my arm. I broke my arm a long time ago, so my arm will never have the definition that I want it to have. But I found ways to be happy with the way that my body is right now, and I'm still building, and I'm still learning, and I'm still growing. So please, please learn to love your body. It is your body. It's the one you were gifted with. Take care of it. Love it. Accept it. Cherish it. Grow with it. And never give up on it. your soul, that deep, deep down feeling, that essence that's inside of you. It's your life force. It's what defines who you are. It's your past, present, and future. And I would say with the myth on positivity in the soul is you might have had some negative things happen in your past to your soul, whether you believe yourself to be an old soul, whether you are an old soul, or whether you want to be an old soul. Know that some of that stuff, I guess you'll say, baggage carries over. And that's why you got to focus on balance. And that's why you have to focus on positivity with your soul. Because a lot of the things in your mind and your body do affect your soul. For me personally, my soul is hugely healed through meditation. I meditate because when I'm meditating, I'm in a state of mind of calmness surrounded by chaos. I accept that there's total chaos around me. It's just I go with the flow. And I'm going to keep saying that. You got to go with this flow of positivity and negativity. I let the negativity circle around me. I don't forget about it. I accept that it's there. But I allow my soul to heal. I allow my soul to pick and see the things that we need to work on to better ourselves. Because everything I do right now in my present is manifesting the success and happiness I want in my future. So you have to remember that you're going to have negative things happen to your soul. Some of those things can include a breakup in friendship or relationship. I got it. When you break up with someone, it truly does affect your mind. But it really has an even larger impact on your soul, because your soul might not be as trusting as it should be. So remember that anything that happens to your mind, to your body, it affects your soul. So again, work on the positivity, work on the balance, which I'll be talking about next. And remember, it's okay. Negative things will happen to your soul. Negative things will happen to your body. Negative things will happen to your mind. But we're going to talk about how to balance it all, to bust this myth on believing that positive people are always positive, because we're not. We simply find balance. In the end, it's all about balance. It's the balancing of the mind, body, and soul, which is everything internal, your universe, as well as the positive and negative energy outside of you, which is the universe. So you have to learn to balance everything. Again, you can't be positive 24/7. Because the more you strive and the harder you try to force yourself to be positive, the more most likely negative you'll become. Again, you'll get so frustrated with trying to live such a positive life and always be as positive as the people you see on social media and around you. I got it. It's really hard to see these people living these super positive lives, but know that them as well as myself, we have our negative moments. I have my fuck this, fuck that, fuck everything moments. But I don't dwell on it. I stay balanced. I seek balance in my life. That doesn't mean that I'm balanced 24/7. It just means that I try to find ways to be more balanced. As far as my mind, if I have a negative thought cross my mind, I don't just try to get rid of it. I try to find how I can make it positive again. Something negative pops in, bam, I got it, okay. I'm not having a good day. You know, XYZ happened. What can I do to make my day better? Or should I really focus on this thing? Sometimes you just sit there and you wonder and you ask yourself, why am I so stressed out about this event that happened? Is it really going to affect me for the rest of my life? Is it really so bad? And a lot of times I just begin to think, you know, it's really not that bad. Why am I letting this thing stress me out? So I might let it go. I don't forget about it, but I let it go because I know it's not something that needs to stress me, because there's so many other positive things in my life I should be thinking about. And when it comes to balance of my body, got it, I want to have this awesome, super fit body, and I'm working towards it. I'm not going to get a six-pack in a day or a week or a month. I'm not going to have this superb model body, but I'm going to be happy and positive about the body that I have. I accept my flaws mentally and body-wise. I understand I'm not going to be the strongest man in the world, but I'll be as strong as I can be. I'll always strive to be the best version of myself, and that's what I think people should strive for. Strive to be the best positive, balanced, and negative person that you can be every single day. That's not to go and say, hey, you know, Monday be negative, Tuesday be positive, Wednesday be negative, and so on. That's to say each day, wake up. If you wake up with a negative thought, try to find something more positive to think about. That's not going to cancel each other out. Just let them flow together. And again, when it comes to balancing of your soul, learn to balance your soul. If you're an old soul, you might have a lot to make up for from previous lives. If you're a new soul, you might have a lot to make up for in your past. But don't let those things hold you back. Just try to find balance right now. Try to find a way to relax and calm your mind, body, and your soul. When it comes to being positive 24/7, that is a myth. No one is positive all the time. All they can do is strive to be balanced and the best version of themselves. So hello, universe. We're ready for any challenge that comes our way. We're ready to let the world know I'm fucking ready. I'm not gonna let anything slow me down or hold me back. I might stop, I might take smaller steps, I might take a step back, I might turn around, I might turn left or right, but I'm never gonna give up because I want to be the best version of myself. Enjoy, everyone have a beautiful day. Love you all.